judging a person does not define who they are. It defines who you are. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend from Way of Kung Fu talks with us about how to deal with judgmental people. Enjoy.
Especially for content creators on social media, it's not surprising that the work we put out there, the ideas that we share, are going to be judged by others. In fact, on most platforms, they're designed that way. The end user decides whether to like your piece of content or not. The whole experience really comes down to them exercising their judgment muscle as they scroll or swipe through their feeds. And really, this extends beyond just content creators or social media. Just being in the world, we're constantly interacting with people and sharing our thoughts and ideas. And these thoughts and ideas are going to be judged by others. There's really no way around it. You could say or post something really positive and inspirational, something really heart-centered, and somebody is going to come up with a reason to hate on it. They could say, that's stupid, or what does he know, or it's easy for him to say. And so because it's inevitable, what really needs to happen is that we need to learn how to deal with the judgment of others better. So when someone hates on you for sharing your voice or trying something new or trying to create something meaningful to you, it's really all about them. It's about their insecurities. It's about their own fear-based mind chatter, their limiting beliefs, their self-doubt. It actually speaks a lot about how they experience life and how they show up in the world. Ultimately, it's absolutely nothing to do with you or your ideas or what you're creating. The hater is just being triggered in some way because they have some unhealed wounds that are causing them to perpetuate negativity in their lives. Because if you're expressing positivity or you're a content creator that's putting out content that is truly trying to help people or add value to the lives of others, their negative comments or opinions of you really have nothing to do with you. And when you come to realize this, the power of their judgment really stops having an effect on you. And one of the main ways we can come to this realization is by practicing mindfulness. Like I mentioned before, judgment is going to happen no matter what. So we want to come from a place where we just allow it to come and go and not attach to it, much like how we would look at our thoughts during mindfulness meditation. We don't want to try to push negative judgments away or even embrace positive judgments for that matter, because when we do so, we end up attaching to them more and they have more power over us. It's important to realize that no matter how well-intentioned you are, how successful you become, how much you want to help people and do good in the world, there's going to be people who not only won't support you, but actively try to make you feel bad or try to put you down. And again, this has nothing to do with you or your work. It's about their bruised ego and how they're being triggered and driven to put you down so that they don't have to face their own insecurities or feelings of insignificance. They might be thinking something like, who are you to follow your dreams? But in reality, it's a reflection of their own self-talk. And so knowing this, try to practice mindfulness. Expect that negative judgments will come, and from this space, you can make a conscious choice of how you want to respond to them. And so the judgment of others should not be an approval for you to move forward with your dreams. Listen to your own heart and not the judgments and opinions of others. That is your responsibility and yours alone. Also, from this place of mindful awareness, you can take a look at negative judgments to see if there's anything you can learn from them. Now, I'm talking about constructive criticism here. People that are truly trying to understand where you're coming from or want to engage you to broaden your perspective or better your work. This type of feedback should be welcomed. We're all on a path of growth and self-discovery, so to always think you have it all figured out or that your way is the best way or the only way is more harmful to you than even the negative judgments themselves. So keep an open mind and be humble. And so anticipate judgment. Don't allow non-constructive criticism to throw you off course and stop you from sharing your voice, your message, or your purpose. Don't allow people who don't have your best interests in mind have power over your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, or how you should show up in the world. So check in with yourself. Ask yourself if you're being true to yourself. Are your thoughts, feelings, and actions in alignment with the purpose you have set for yourself? Because as thought leaders, sometimes others just won't understand where you're coming from. But if you know you're on your path, if you know that you are being your authentic self, then the key is to just keep going. And so now is the time to decide to no longer allow the judgments and opinions of others to affect your self-approval. Give yourself the permission to go after whatever it is that you want. And I know this takes courage, and I know this takes practice, but it is only when we're willing to be seen for who we truly are will we be able to claim our path as our own.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.